I'm Stephanie Coxon.
And I'm Kathy Anderson Martin.
And we are two women influencing real life. So let's twirl. So we are not even into we just hit 6 months of our podcast or our talk show. And we are about to embark on the most controversial subject, I think, that has both won and lost elections for people, that has taken millions of lives, has changed American family values. And I am super excited to talk about this because while it is so controversial, I think it is something that is people are just not educated on, and that we have to speak out about it, even with the anticipation of getting hate mail. So are you ready for hate mail?
This is a very, very personal subject for me.
Yeah.
So I will say that.
So with that, I am Stephanie Coxon.
And I am Kathy Anderson Martin. And we are two women inspiring real life. So let's twirl.
So today we're going to have on the show current state senator, Arizona state senator Anthony Kern, who has fought for secure elections, supports law enforcement so that we can all feel safe, stay safe. He stands behind our constitutional rights to include, and that includes free speech. And I would like to say whether that's for or against him, and is all about your right to keep and bear arms. He has won Hero of the Taxpayer Award, has a 100 rating from the Free Enterprise Club, member of the Arizona Freedom Caucus. He also got the Friend of the Family Award for every year since his becoming senator
and
running for U.S. Congress.
Yes, which is great.
Which I am super excited about because we need more of him.
Our friend Scott Perry needs friends.
Our friend
Scott Perry.
Absolutely. And so with that, welcome on our show today, Senator Kern.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me today. It's an honor to be with you on this podcast. And you're out of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, but we tell everyone we're from California.
So when they're looking for us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Pennsylvania, Peru, right?
Correct. We move around a lot.
Well, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to get to know you guys. I know you work with my niece, Amanda, and on some pretty important issues like the vaccine and the mRNA issue. Just a lot of good issues out there. But as you said, the biggest issue, the most controversial issue right now is going on in Arizona, and it's called abortion.
Yes. And I'm going to say this, that this is a countrywide issue, not just Arizona, but you're at the forefront of it within Arizona. And I would say that probably is going to put you at the forefront of it within the U.S. as well.
Yes. Can you share to just open up a little bit of why Arizona? I mean, if people don't know why this is such an issue and Arizona has taken center stage on this?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. Last Tuesday, the day before, I led a prayer group down at the Capitol regarding this and a few other issues. If everyone remembers, it seems like a long time ago already, but last Monday was the eclipse, the solar eclipse. So Tuesday, our Arizona Supreme Court went ahead and basically installed an 1864 law that was on the books and basically does not allow abortions at any stage, except if it helps the life of a mother. So if a mother's life is in danger, then an abortion is allowed. But other than that, zero. So that put Arizona at the forefront because it's probably the most conservative piece of legislation or the most conservative look stance on abortion across the country. President Trump has weighed in on it. Carrie Lake has weighed in on it. And the Freedom Caucus, the Arizona Freedom Caucus, of which I'm a member, have all weighed in on it. So that's why we're in the forefront.
And what is President Trump saying about it, or Carrie Lake saying about it?
Yeah, so President Trump, I think at times he gets very bad advice. And when you appease, and Carrie Lake, I think, just follows President Trump. So when you appease the enemy, which is the Democrat Party and the Uniparty. But when you appease the enemy and you try to make a deal with the devil, it never works out. You end up losing your base. And so President Trump has said basically he has said, let's give Roe v. Wade, let's give the abortion issue back to the states, which I 100% agree with. But then he also said, it's kind of an archaic law. Maybe we should work some out. And he's leaning more towards the 15-week, no abortions after 15 weeks, which doesn't help the issue at all. And Carrie Lake's just following suit. And what's happening is because of that, again, I love President Trump. He's done wonders. I'm going to vote for him. I will campaign for him. But on this issue, I believe he's wrong. And I think if we showed leadership, if he showed real leadership on this, I think it would be a sweeping, embrace of his candidacy among the Christian voters. And I think it would just help the nation. So that's where Trump stands. And Carrie Lake follows suit. So.
And I completely agree with you. I know as a lifelong Republican, for the most part, I should say, I think I went a little liberal in college, but not too much.
That's a common occurrence.
It is a common occurrence.
You're forgiven. I did too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I would just like to state, Anthony, that Senator Kern, that I did not. I was in college Republicans, and my first campaign and vote was for Ronald Reagan. So I just want to state that, and please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, good on you. Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was going to say now. No.
I know.
Yeah. Sorry.
No,
well, I was party. Leave me alone till I get a little older. So.
Yeah. Well, and I, when I look at, as a lifelong Republican, I feel like there's no values held anymore. And so I have a very difficult time supporting Republicans because of that. And I just don't think they take stances. Instead, we waver. And so I completely agree with you that we need to take a stance and let people choose.
Yeah.
It's got to be that because it's representative of a population. But in that, there's got to be across the board, I don't care what it is, whether it's food, vaccines, abortions, there's got to be informed consent. And that people need to know both sides every single time. And honestly, that's the only thing I fight for, is that people have access to full information. And that's where I think the American public do not.
With abortions.
With abortions.
Especially, yes.
Especially with abortions. I think a lot of information is hidden from them. So my first question to you is why are you pro-life?
Yeah, great question. So going back to your statement, and I don't think the public's informed enough, and they're not. It's the left has done a great job of the wordsmithing. So to the left is putting out there, it's about women's health care. There is not one person I know or will ever know that is not does not agree with women's health care. But this is not that. This is the basic mutilation of a child in the womb. That child should have rights. If the voters out there want to really know what's going on, all they need to do, and I haven't done it, I'm assuming abortion videos are on YouTube. We look at our culture, it's a culture of death, and we are a lost nation, I think, because we've lost our moral foundation, number one, and abortion is one of the main reasons. If we don't get abortion right and we don't get marriage right, why would we expect our country to turn around?
Absolutely.
So, I agree with you about what you said about the Republican Party. Our platform is pro-life, and all these wishy-washy Republicans that are not taking a stand at this time will say they are pro-life. But then they will say, but we need to put in place a 15-week, a limit on abortion. But you tell me one person that will say, oh, it's 15 weeks plus one day, I guess I can't kill my child. That's not going to happen. It's not going to change the narrative. And if we agree to the 15-week, that is not going to stop the left from going after an abortion at 9 months and 30 days after the baby's born. So.
And that's what's happening.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. When you appease the enemy, they're never going to give in and say, oh, okay, we'll go to the next issue, because it is a satanic evil versus good issue. Why am I pro-life? I used to kind of think, well, not that I waffled on it, because my parents were very pro-life. I have 13 brothers and sisters. So they were very pro-life, but I remember seeing a video on TV, I believe it was Newsmax. There was a lady, a reporter, almost crying When she showed a video of a baby that was in the womb and a needle went inside that womb, and that baby was going to be aborted, and that baby literally pushed back on that needle.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if that's the movie Silent Scream. I don't know. But when I saw that video, I started crying, and I'm like, God, take us out. We're done. You see everything. Why are you even allowing humanity to be on this planet? I mean, it struck me so much. So I will die on this hill. I will lose an election if I have to. I've already made it very known on my social media that this is where I stand, and I will not budge. Period.
I have to mention that this is a very personal matter for me, because both of my daughters, who are now 23 and 22, are adopted. One right from the hospital at birth, and one a little later in her life. But this is a very personal matter for me. And, you know, you mentioned that movie Silent Scream. I could not watch it. I know we have friends, you know, and I know a number of folks in the pro-life movement. So I hear all of their stories, but it's so horrific that it's something I couldn't even watch. And, you know, and what bothers me, and Stephanie, I were talking about this before we went on air, you know, and you mentioned, Stephanie, informed consent. You know, I know they're always trying to, they don't want to allow, when a woman goes into a pregnancy center, which is a pro-life pregnancy center, they want to show the
ultrasound,
and they don't want to allow that. And they say, no, we don't want to see that, because the percentage is very high that when a woman sees that ultrasound, that they choose not to abort the child. And I always think, if your thing is so wonderful, why would you not allow that?
Right.
And of course,
right.
we know the answer, but right. You know, that I think that just shows the evilness of it.
It's evil, period. So I have a story. My nephew Zach is married to a young lady named Hannah. Hannah had a baby today.
Today?
But today, yeah, she actually had a little baby, baby boy today, or baby girl today.
Congratulations!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
yeah. She had a baby today. But let me tell you her story. Her story of about, how old is Zayden? Zayden is, I believe, 4 or 5. Zayden is the child of a rape. And Hannah was raped. She, you know, was at a party, and it happened. She was going to abort Zayden. And she, because of her Christian upbringing, she thought seriously about aborting Zayden. She decided to keep him. And her story is tremendous when you hear it, in that she decided to keep that little boy. She loves that little boy. My nephew Zach loves that little boy. He's a rambunctious little 4 or 5 year old. And she's had another baby since then, Asher. And she's had now today her third child. And the family's just ecstatic about all 3 children. But that's a story that, because the left always puts out there, well, what about rape and incest? There are a lot of people living today, not a lot, but there's people out there today that are products of rape and incest, that are just as much loved by their moms as anyone else. And so, you know, not only is that number very low, but a life is a life, period.
Yeah. And I want to say that a single act of rape has about a 5% chance of resulting in a pregnancy for victims between the ages of 12 and 45 who are not on birth control. So overall, it's a very small percentage of overall rape victims. But the other thing that I don't think that people understand when it comes to incest and rape, that more than half of the trafficking victims have been coerced into having at least one abortion.
Right.
30% of them have experienced multiple abortions, some even over a dozen. And what's really interesting is a lot of these are actually late term, not a lot, but quite a few are late term abortions. This is common because of pregnancy fetishes within sex trafficking. And so to allow this really is on multiple things. You are encouraging the trafficking to continue. You are encouraging incest to continue, because these people can hide what they're doing to these young minors within their family. This is,
it's just horrific.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even mention the effect on the young lady that has the abortion. that will come back to haunt them.
Yes. And they show that. So, and I was looking through some studies and I found 80% of rape victims who had an abortion later regretted their decision, but more than 80% of the women who did not abort after rape were happy that they continued with the pregnancy. Yeah. So it, I mean, it's significant. So the arguments that the left are giving are just false. They're absolutely false, and they're more harmful because, you know, they want to talk about the trauma of having the baby, but the trauma of the abortion can be even worse for these women.
They never mention that part of it.
They don't. They don't like to mention it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Wednesday is, we expect a lot of turmoil at the Arizona legislature. They, we've got the pro-life groups out, and it looks like there's going to be a few thousand people at the state capitol to put pressure on these Republicans. There's probably three in the House and three in the Senate that are going to try to repeal this 1864 law. The majority of the Republican Party, I have to say, I am proud of them. We were in a closed caucus the other day, and I was actually a little astonished at how many of the Republicans said a life is a life. I will not budge on this issue. And I told a couple, I'm like, thank you for saying that. Thank you for standing up.
That's great to hear, because I get so anymore, and as Stephanie said it earlier, as upset with the Republicans, probably even more so than the Democrats, because I know what they're all about, for not standing up. So that's actually great news to hear that's happening.
Well, if you look at what they're doing in these other states, and so the Republicans right now are running afraid, and anytime you run afraid, you lose. Even if it's a campaign, whatever you're doing, if you're running on the defensive all the time, you've already lost. So I've seen it over and over and again in politics. I was a state representative for 6 years and now a state senator, and now running for Congress, as you stated. But the Republicans right now are in fear mode. They're in fear of losing the legislative session in 2024. They're in fear of, you know, what do the polls say? They're in fear of their own shadow sometimes. I say, take a stand. If we take a stand and we let the nation know that we're going to keep this 1864 law, and then push, I think it will actually drive out the vote for the Republicans, because we're literally making a stand. I made a stand on social media, and I had a reporter here in Arizona who's never written a good article about me. She said, I have to say, Anthony Kern, I respect him for what he's doing and the stance he's taking, because he's not doing it for his political future. He's doing it because he believes in what he believes.
And that says a lot.
I think it does.
That's a
it
fair does. Reporter.
And that's what the people are looking for.
Absolutely.
That's a fair reporter, I have to say.
And so. if you don't have to say names if you don't want to, or you can completely throw them under the bus, but the Republicans that are not going to, thinking about voting against this, you know, can the constituents within Arizona call those people and let them know of their support?
Absolutely. I would let them know if they vote against if they vote for repealing the law, they're going to do everything they can to unseat them in November. So, yeah, absolutely.
So who should they be calling?
I knew you were going to ask that.
If you want to.
No. I mean, let's call them out. We're going to know Wednesday anyway. You've got Matt Gress. He's one on national media. He's doing his little media tour, thinking it's the right thing to do. So Matt Gress is a gay Republican, and him and his partner will never have babies, but yet he seems to be on the forefront of, you know, this abortion issue. So he has went out, Matt Gress. He's in a swing district. You've got David Cook, who's a rancher over in the eastern part of Arizona, Globe, Arizona. And then you've got, I'm hearing rumors that Tim Dunn, Representative Tim Dunn, will do the same. In the Senate, you have Senator T.J. Shope, you have Senator Ken Bennett, and you have Senator Shauna Bullock. Those three are waffling. And I get some of them live in swing districts, so they think it's going to appease the voters. But you know what? The voters elected me to be their representative. That means they're going to trust me in the way I vote. They might not like every vote, but they're going to trust me. And so I think these six Republicans should do the same. Just make an informed vote. Save babies.
It's interesting you say how the Republicans, and we talk about standing up, have a backbone, stand up for what you believe. And the other side never seems to have a problem with, you know, I mean, and I believe, I mean, biblically, I'm a person of faith that we're standing up for the right thing. They never seem to have a problem with standing up for the wrong thing or the evil thing. You know,
right. And they're in lockstep. I mean, my God, they're going to abort a baby at 9 months. I can't watch silent scream.
Right.
I definitely couldn't watch a 9-month-old baby being torn apart. Or if you remember the partial birth abortion pictures back when that was a hot topic, where they literally pull the baby's head out, stick a tube in the back of his skull, and suck the brains out. Yeah. I'm like, but these Democrats right now are the real extremists. They are pushing abortion at any term, even after 30 days. And you mentioned about rape and incest. It even allows for, you know, somebody that's having an incestuous relationship with one of their relatives, allows for that person to take that woman to an abortion clinic and abort her baby, basically getting rid of the evidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would like to also just throw this out there before we had to break, but if Pope John Paul II's mom had followed advice, he would have been aborted. And I don't know that people know that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you have to look it up. So great people are born when they're told that they shouldn't be. Even, and for her, it was a life issue. They thought it was, you know, it was going to kill her, I believe. But
I think Ronald Reagan said the problem with everybody, those that are speaking out against abortion, are alive.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're right.
I mean, it's they don't have a voice, so we are their only voice, and we have to provide that. And I really want this conversation to go into some of the reasons why this is such a hot topic, because I don't know that the people who are supporting this, and I don't call them pro-choice. I call them pro-abortion. That's what they are. They're pro-abortion.
Right.
But I don't know that they know all the information behind abortions.
Nor do I think they want to know it.
It's true. They probably don't want to know it, but even just some of the economics of it.
Yes.
So, you know, can we get into that when we return? Are you open to that?
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. And you can find out more about our show and get all the latest podcasts if you go to the menu nav bar at America Out Loud under our shows or schedule. You'll be in the know. Be sure to make AmericaOutLoud.com your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. We all must do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and videos so we can help secure America's future.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health. naturally.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
I don't know about you, Kathy, but it's heartbreaking with some of the stuff that you hear about, and these women who just have this visceral reaction to losing the ability to kill a baby.
Like I say, my children are adopted, and I shut this down a lot in personal conversation because I will say I have the same level of indignant, you know, response that they do. And I say, don't you dare reduce the value of my daughter's lives to a whim of convenience and choice.
That's right.
And they usually stop talking because they right. Oh, my girls. But we have to be just, again, stand up. And for me, it's personal because I'm standing up for my kids who both right. were born under very difficult circumstances, but to mothers, birth mothers who did the right thing and gave them the opportunity to live the wonderful lives they live. So this is yep. very, very personal for me. And I don't tolerate much nonsense with it.
And over 95%, yeah. if you look at the numbers, over 95% of abortions really come down to you had a choice. It's convenience. Yeah. And yeah. your choice begins and ends with a good or bad decision. Right. And that is your reproductive right.
Right.
You know, beyond that,
right.
it's something completely different. And I used to actually be very pro-choice. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I did not know the economics behind abortions yeah. and why they yeah. are pushed so hard. And I don't think that most Americans understand why they have been taught or propagandized to think that way.
Always yeah. back to money.
It does. It always
comes back to money. Well, you remember those Project Veritas videos?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, Planned Parenthood didn't like that at all. So they went after, the Project Veritas crew. And we haven't heard much about that since. So they've got a lot of money behind them. They've got a lot of push behind them. And the Republicans, once again, are kind of running scared and don't know what to say. Here's Ronald Reagan's quote. It says, he said, "I've noticed that everyone who is for abortion has already been born." And that's President Reagan's quote back in the 80s. And we've come a long way since then. So, every life matters. We've got to stand up and fight. We've got to do what we can. Abortion, as you guys have stated, is being used as a means of contraception. You know, yes, instead yeah. of going out and buying what you need to buy and make sure you don't get pregnant, you know, oh, well, if I get pregnant, hey, I'll just abort the baby.
Or I would like to call it self-control.
Self-control.
Yes, because it seems that there's no consequences to our actions. This is just part of it.
I think the thing that bothers me even worse is we've gone even from that. And you talk about the slippery slope of how things change. You watch, and this is just horrific to me. You watch these women on TV, some of the protesters, they are celebrating the fact that they had an abortion. Like it's joyful. We have someone in our neighborhood who puts up her little uterus flag. In her front yard.
There's a uterus flag?
She's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know there was one either. I've seen the bumper stickers.
And I don't know what little clever saying it has on it, but like, you know, hands off my uterus or whatever.
No one's touching your uterus.
Yes, but they celebrate. That's
no one wants to touch your uterus.
No one wants to touch your uterus.
Celebrate it. And it's they not only kill the child, they celebrate it.
Right. Well, it's funny how hands off my body works for abortion, but it doesn't work for COVID.
Right.
So it's another lie. And until we get this straight, America, we are not going to win. We all agree, all of us agree that our country's going down the wrong path.
Yes.
And until yesterday it was marriage, today it's abortion, tomorrow it's going to be pedophilia. And so
tomorrow, that's today as well. I mean,
it's today as well.
Yeah. It's a normal, some people just have that normal inclination and it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's already being redefined within California, very close to you. Be careful of your neighbors.
Right. Oh, we are already careful. It's don't California, my Arizona.
Yeah.
Don't
let them in. Those California.
Don't let them in. Well, there's a few
of them. Don't let those illegal California immigrants into Arizona.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, if you want to destroy a country, you're going to do what the Democrats are doing. And if Republicans had a spine to begin to turn this around, I think Arizona could be a light. A beacon of light, a light on a hill for the rest of the nation to say, oh, wow, Arizona did it. You know, let's go Arizona's way. But really, all the country's looking for leadership and, the people that can stand up and say life begins at conception. In fact, on my billboards for Congress, I even called the guy. I have these electronic billboards along the freeways and I called the company today. I said, I want one more billboard out there. Actually, it's one more statement on the three billboards that I have along the freeways that's going to have a picture of an unborn baby and that's going to say life begins at conception.
Yes.
Yes.
Period. I love that. And, you know, can I talk to you? I just want to state my journey because I was pro-choice for a good portion of my life.
I was a portion in college. We went back to that college.
Okay.
I didn't want. Okay.
And a guy in my church came up to me yesterday. He said, you know what? Just a few years ago, I was pro-choice.
Yeah.
And basically until I saw that baby in that video, I wasn't pro-choice, but I'm like, you know, what's the big deal really?
So I was like shocked when I found out about the eugenics movement. And when I realized that I was taught that this is a reproductive right, or a health concern for women. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they have basically used propaganda against me as a female. And I kind of woke up because I'm like, I learned that first of all, they're using these aborted fetal cells in our medications. Yep. And I'm not okay with that. And I'm not, okay. You know, you can follow those cell lines and there's a number with each of those cell lines. Yep. And that number is the amount of aborted babies necessary to make that medication.
Yes. Yep.
And that's disturbing. So the if you're going to buy, let's say, you know, you get the MRC5, which is the diploid cell line in the lung, you're going to pay $555 for that. And there's a market value to each of these aborted babies. And I honestly wonder, you know, if the baby is born later, they're worth more money. And how many of these mothers are being told that their babies are actually money makers for Planned Parenthood or for these organizations?
Yeah. Zero.
Well, sometimes it's not always the case. So,
They're born alive. And
I mean, eventually.
Right.
Right.
The
body.
Yes. But it's a sacrificial. Yeah. What is happening.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's all about money.
It's all about money.
It's not about women's healthcare.
Right. And does the average person know that their Tylenol used aborted fetal cells in development? I don't think they do. And I wonder how many people would be okay with it if they did know that. And if they knew... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, right. How many people would be okay with the abortion industry if we went out there and showed pictures of actual aborted babies? I can't look at them, but every now and then somebody will stand on a street corner with a little baby's head that's cut in half. And you remember the Petri dishes with the little hands in there, and the little arm and then a part of a foot, dear God. And these are tens of millions of people, if not the hundreds of millions that we have killed, we have allowed to kill. And once again, if you want America to turn around, we have got to get this issue right.
You know, if you did that or showed that, or this is an issue with, say, puppies, you would have people going bananas. Oh, and I love dogs. I think if you abuse animals, there's something seriously wrong with you, and you should have be convicted of a crime. But if you did that and said we're going to do this and abort the puppies, people would go crazy. The same people that are pro-choice. And pro-abortion, and that's what's troubling, and our priorities and just moral compasses are way off.
You can't build on certain land if there's a certain species there,
right?
Like a frog, and yet we're like, oh, but go get rid of the human. It just does not make sense to me.
That's because you have a moral foundation, and again, what we have to get back in our country is a moral foundation.
Right,
that moral compass that we lost.
And I think we need to wake up to the idea that we have, these ideas have been put into our head, that that we've been guided to this conclusion, not with good information, but with propaganda. And almost every single argument they have for killing children, it's just not true. It is not good information, and they're not giving you the other side of the story.
Yeah. The Democrats are very good about lying. Facts, are a wonderful thing, but they never use them.
Yes.
We could put up testimony after testimony of women that have had abortions and how it's affected their lives. But the Democrats, they'll just scream and holler even more. Larry Elder being the face of white supremacy. You know, he's a black guy, but yet he's the face of white supremacy. Are you kidding me? So it doesn't matter. The left is the left. And again, that's where America needs leaders to stand and not cave. And yes, I've been attacked. We went down to pray at the Capitol on the state Senate floor last Monday. And you would have thought that, I was, the worst thing since whoever. Because how dare someone go into the state Capitol and pray? Separation of church and state. Which is another lie. So, but I don't care. You get to a point in politics where, and I'm sure, the person I called yesterday in Pennsylvania, I'm sure he's there. You get to a point where you just stand for truth and let the chips fall where they may. You're not running to win the next election. You're running to do what's right and let our creator open the next door.
And I think while we talk about the Democrats, they are excellent at you use the term, I think, Senator, wordsmithing, and the way they frame it and come up with the little things that you're like, well, wow, how am I against this or that? They're very good at that. But we, and I say we, as Republicans, are as equally at fault. And it's purely because not having the backbone to just do what's right and say what's right, let the chips. And I believe, I had an old boss, I worked for a nonprofit, a faith-based nonprofit, and he would always say, just do the next right thing and God will honor it. And if that's really what you believe and what you are, the foundation of your life, you should be willing to do the next right thing. So we're all at fault. And I say we, for those who haven't stood up.
We also believe the lie of, well, what's right for you is not right for me. What's good for you is not good for me. That's a lot. Another lie. The word of God is the truth. And if we base our decisions now, and I'm talking major decisions. I'm not talking about, who had what kind of cereal for breakfast. Right. I'm talking about abortion. I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. I've even got a Ten Commandment bill down at the legislature that passed both chambers just last week. So, and that's an opt-in for teachers. It's an opt-in. It's not mandating teachers, but it's an opt-in for teachers to post the Ten Commandments. You know, until we take our truth, that's the only thing we have. We don't have opinion. We don't have, you know, the Word of God talks about life. The Word of God talks about marriage. The Word of God talks about family. And all three of those have been attacked in our country. And, you know, if we don't get them right, according to God's word, then it's going to be a really hard task to turn this country around if we ever do it.
And with that, I think it's also important to note that the majority of Americans do still identify as religious, right? As spiritual, as religious. Yep. And I'm trying to remember the exact number, but it's a fairly high number. I mean, I think it's in the 70%.
I think even overwhelmingly Christian.
But even
the other faiths support life.
Yes.
I don't know of any faith that would support killing their children.
No.
You're right.
You know, you're absolutely right. There really isn't. But, you know, one of the things that you've seen worldwide that I will say is that you see the sex selective abortions, which really skew number, you know, population, because it should be about 105 boys to 100 or to 100 girls born, is the natural number that happens. But we've seen where that selective abortion happens, and all of a sudden you have, you know, significantly less females. And so another argument I would say is this is really an atrocity against females.
You know what, though, when you adopt, we having done this twice, you get the opportunity to say, what are you willing to accept? Like with the mother or father were on drugs and it's, you know, ecstasy. I mean, it's very detailed. Or if there were this problem or alcohol, fetal alcohol syndromes, on and on, you check, this is what we're willing to accept. This is what we're willing not to accept. Da, da, da. The one thing you were not allowed to choose is the sex, male or female, because they didn't want that to be a discriminatory thing. You could check racial characteristics or so forth, but yet you can abort the child because it's not the right sex.
Yeah.
You know, seems a little hypocritical,
Well, I haven't said this yet, but thank you for adopting those two children. They're, I'm sure they're in a great home, and I mean, you've given
most
them
of the time.
Life.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we all have issues, but thank you for adopting. There, I know people that would love to, you know, several couples actually that would love to have a child, and are looking at adoption. In fact, a bill that I ran last session, because my other niece, she's adopted 4 kids already, and she's got 5 of her own.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. And she's only in her late 30s.
Wow.
So, but she's such a sweet lady. Good, you know, they're a good family. But I did make it, gave them $1,000 off their taxes when they file their taxes, like a tax credit. It's a $45,000 tax credit, but it equals out to $1,000 check, if that makes sense, for anyone that adopts children. Because if we're going to be pro-life, we also need to be to do everything we can to make it easier for people to adopt children.
And I would say more affordable as well.
It's more affordable. Expensive. Oh my God. What is it? $45,000 per child.
Right. And I think that if we could reduce the price of adoption, more people would have access to it. You know, I know people who would love to adopt, but it's not available to everyone because of the price.
It's very expensive, and it's cash up front. I remember the adoption agency.
Yes, I know.
When they call you, have your funds in a way you could get. I mean, it can't just be in an investment account where you have to sell a security or something. You need it that day, certified check, before you go pick up the baby.
Yeah. So I think that's a mantra the Republican Party needs to take up is make it, you know, get a fund or some, I don't know how they would get the money, but a fund to where people can apply for that fund when they want to adopt a child. Absolutely agree with that 100%.
And I do think, you know, I've worked in the nonprofit industry field for a few years since those children who are now 22 and 23 came into our lives. And there, I think also we as, and I believe in compassionate conservatives to have a sensitivity to those women that are in a difficult spot. They have the child, they're going to have a difficult life. When I bring, I used to work for a social service provider. When I brought young teenagers in, girls, I would say, when I brought the boys in, I would say, don't have a felony because it'll affect your life, the rest of your life. When I brought the girls in, I would say, see this food pantry? be a young unwed mother with a child, and chances are this is where you will eat because the guy's long gone and you are the one supporting and raising the child. You know, so when those situations occur, the mother does the right things. I think we as conservatives, evangelicals, people of faith, whatever, need to be sensitive to that and help that person to find their way in life.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
And support, you know, organizations that do that, like crisis pregnancy centers here in Arizona.
Correct.
You know, help the unwed mothers, and they're doing a great job.
And I would say, you know, just talking about the nonprofits, I want to just do a little plug here that find nonprofits that are not accepting a lot of or any like federal and state funding, because
especially of a faith-based organization.
Right, because they're not allowed to talk about a lot of that stuff that can really help people. And so it's just another area you have to do your due diligence.
Well, which our government needs to take that away. Our government needs to stop that nonsense. If you want to, you know, you're not going to help a child just giving them money or giving them, you know, a home. You got it. There's the spiritual component. You know, we're all spiritual creatures. And so government, you know, you don't want me to go there. I just think government gets in the way with their stupid rules and their stupid attachments to money. Give it to, you know, a place like crisis pregnancy. Let them do what they want. If they want to talk about faith, let them talk about faith. If they don't want to talk about faith, then they don't have to talk about faith.
Absolutely.
So, you know, again, you're not helping anything if you're just giving them money. You're, you know, the people need the spiritual component too.
Yes.
And quite frankly, you know, it wouldn't be such a big deal to me if my money was not going towards these organizations. But for example, in Pennsylvania, Shapiro took away the funding to the pregnancy centers, but did not to Planned Parenthood.
Sure.
And, you know, I've got a really big issue with that. You know, if this wasn't on my dime, I probably would not be so indignant, because if you're not a Christian, I can't hold you to the same standards as I hold myself.
Right.
However, to force a doctor to say that it's okay, it just, and for the public to fund it, I just don't know how we've gotten to this point.
Yes. You know.
Well, we've allowed it. We can only blame ourselves. I mean, we have allowed it as a people. You know, we didn't question it back when they were teaching us, you know, contraception back in high school. And we've just kind of sat back, and now it's time for battle. We've allowed it, but I think we can also turn it around. You know, this, the your governor that did that in Pennsylvania, you know, he's got a day that's coming. Whether, you know, he will stand before God one day. And I'll say this in the state Senate, there is a judgment day coming. And whether it be before you leave or after you leave, it's coming. O.J. Simpson found that out last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you do on this earth matters. And there's a lot of deception in politics. There's a lot of deception in our government. The average person, I do not think, would support abortion if they knew the truth. So what we have to do is tell them the truth.
Right. You know, if they knew they were psychologically programmed to believe that way, as I was, I think that they would start to at least look into it. Don't take our information and just say that's BS. Go out and look into it, because the eugenics movement
and research.
Yeah, think and research. Because the eugenics movement was huge, and it's awful.
And Planned Parenthood was started to kill black babies.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean,
they wanted to take away and kill black babies. Yeah.
I mean, it's racist. It is sexist. Yep. The whole thing, it has nothing to do with women's rights. Nothing to do with women's rights.
No.
And I think, my blood pressure is going up.
I just started.
Oh, I know.
Because my daughter, when she was in high school, they had some, I guess, a social studies class talking about pro-life, pro-choice. She was the only kid in the class who was pro-life. And of course, all the kids were just bombing her, you know, like, you know, how can you? And all that. And she said, I don't know. She goes, but I just know it's very hard to be pro-choice when you're adopted. And they stopped the conversation.
There you go.
I said, good for you. She didn't know the arguments or anything else. She just knew that it mattered that she was alive. And
she's alive.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, right. I had a 16-year-old on Telegram last night after I had made the statement of, if we don't get this right on abortion, we're not going to get it right. And this little 16-year-old, you know, he's I helped him get in the political world, and now he's kind of a, you know, influencer here in Arizona, and he's kind of forgot his roots, if you know what I mean. But so he's out there saying, well, you know, well, we need to get this right. We need to have the 15-week. I mean, this is a 16-year-old. Okay. Oh. He knows nothing about life.
Right.
And so I said, well, it's a good thing your mom and dad didn't think that way, you know, when you were born.
That's exactly prior to right. You being born.
And he's like, well, I don't even know what you mean by that. And then somebody else chimed in and basically said, it means that your mom and dad didn't abort you, you know? Yeah. And so, but Stephanie, you came around.
Yeah.
And, you know, you came around.
I think anyone who dives in can come around, and I'll be very honest. It's not something my kids all know, but I've had unplanned pregnancies. One of them I was actually on birth control and ended up having twins and not, you know, and there was actually a big lawsuit at the time, to the birth control, whoever made the birth control, because it was a problem apparently that happened to a number of us. And one of the things I thought to myself, can I ever look at my children and say, I sued because you were born? And I couldn't do it, because they are such a blessing. Every single child is a blessing. And when you're holding that baby, it's the most amazing feeling in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have taken great delight with my girls since they were little. My favorite chapter in the Bible is Psalm 139. And they say you pro-lifers use that. Yeah, we do. That God knew us before we were born, that he had all the days of our lives written in the book before one of them came to be. And I have had take some of my sweetest moments or telling my girls, he knew and he planned you before you were born. And that's a beautiful thing, regardless, because their birth is different. And, you know, that is an amazing thing. But when you take away the sanctity of life, the preciousness of life, you lose everything. And like, I appreciate you saying, Senator, this has to be gotten right. And for your fight in this. So thank you.
Yeah.
So how, you know, I have to say, I'm so excited talking to you, because I'm like, yes, we need another one of you in Congress. We got it. We got to take over the federal government.
Well, if I win, you got an open door there. So,
how do we donate to you? And how do you, like, give us some just finishing thoughts. Let us know who you are and, you know, how do we donate and how you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my website's votekern.com. That's VOTEKERN.com. We do need, you know, donations. You know, it's definitely going to be a David and Goliath thing for a number of reasons. But number one, I'm pro-life. I'm a Christian. I gave my life to Jesus Christ back when I was 21. I have a very strong biblical worldview. My Bible forms my politics. It's not the other way around. I don't use God and place a Bible on my desk when I know the right people are around. I'm the same if I talk to a church as I talk to, a log cabin Republicans. So it doesn't matter. Just a really strong conservative. I was endorsed by President Trump back when I ran for the state Senate, first endorsement in Arizona. I was involved in the election integrity issue here in Arizona. Just strong on immigration, strong on, you know, fiscal responsibility. America is the greatest country ever in the history of mankind. There is a good versus evil force out there to try to destroy this country. The world is watching us. And I just think it's time. It is our 1776 moment. If you look at our founders, they gave their lives, they gave their fortunes, they gave their sacred honor. They were rich men. They were, you know, statesmen. And they laid it all on the line for America. And now is our time to lay it all on the line for our country, for our future, for our adopted kids, for our grandkids, you know, for the next generation. And this is a hill I will die on. Win or lose, I will stand strong, because my God is with me. If I please him, I'll please everybody else. And that's why I'm running for Congress. And I do think I have a really good chance of winning.
Thank you so much.
It has been such a pleasure. And just a reminder to each person, go to votekern.com. I am so excited, Kathy, about, I'm personally going to be donating. I'm excited.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Kathy. Yes,
thank you. You give us hope and inspiration. I have to go eat one of my Heal Right bars.
Yes.
I need the energy.
And a lot of people say that too. And when you stand strong, and you're a strong leader, that's why we all love Trump. because he's strong. And he's a man that will, that fights for us. He doesn't need this. He's a billionaire. He could go buy an island. He could go live on his own. You know, he doesn't need all the garbage that he's got, but he sees the writing on the wall. Now, there are some issues that I don't agree with him on, or he needs a better advice. And abortion would be one. COVID would have been another one.
Yeah.
But overall, President Trump has my complete support. And people, America needs leaders. The world needs leaders. And I believe we're all here for such a time as this. So thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. It was great and inspiring. I said I have to go eat my new Heal Right bar because they have the nutrients that we need for metabolic health and also strength, because we need it for the fight. Right, Stephanie?
We absolutely do. Stay healthy. We've got to outlive the liberals.
Yes, that's right. It's up to us. And we're so thankful for people like Senator Kern who are out there, who are fighting the good fight, and that we have to do our part as well. And to help support these folks, as you mentioned, to support them financially, to support them with encouragement, you know, to
let them know you're supporting
them. When they put something, I know we have our local representative, when he puts something on social media, we support him because the others are attacking him and just going for the jugular. But we need to know, they need to know that we're supporting them.
Yes. And boots on the ground, you know, walk door to door, do whatever you can, talk about his stances and where he's at and why he's the right person for Congress, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your loved ones, to your churches. Get the word out, because at this point, everything is on the line.
Absolutely. And most importantly, to stand up for life.
Yes.
To stand up. Life is a sacred and wonderful and beautiful thing. And we need to stand up for that.
And a blessing. Every child is such a blessing beyond anything you could imagine before you have a child.
Yes.
And
yes.
So remember that wherever you are and to the extent that you are able, stand up, step forward, and speak out.